Therefore, it should be no surprise that the greatest leap in consciousness that humanity has ever taken will result in a new world, one that will not only look different, but serve your evolution differently. This new world will suit a certain level of consciousness and serve certain evolutionary lessons. Those still learning the lessons of the old Earth will not be doing it here anymore. They will complete these lessons elsewhere. As Earth moves into a new consciousness, a new dimension, it will serve the Creator in a new way. Chapter 8, What You Can Do to Help. It must be obvious by now that you are very important to our plan, which is to say that you are very important to Earth, the TMS plan. We need you to carry out tasks in third density that we cannot. And we need your permission to help you. We cannot help you unless you want our help and ask for it. This is your world, we are just here to help you move it into the next dimension. We are your guides, but you are the creators of your reality. At best, we can be co-creators with you. In this chapter, we would like to offer some practical suggestions about what you can do to help bring your planet and yourselves into fourth density. What you can do to help yourself. Each of you is important. Each of you is unique. No one else is exactly like you, not only on this planet, but anywhere in creation. What you have to contribute, no one else can contribute. And each of you has something to contribute, even those apparently without valuable skills. You are so much more than you realize. Each of you has the potential to bring light to this planet in a number of ways, not just with your talents. You don't yet EMT have to be talented or educated to be a light worker or to serve. Some of your life tasks require specialized skills or psychic abilities or other talents developed in previous lifetimes on other planets and in other dimensions. But please appreciate that Spirit can and will use even the humblest and least developed of you if you are willing. You do not need to be evolved, intelligent, charismatic, beautiful, talented, a star person, or have any other quality except a willingness to serve. Of course, that usually does entail a certain level of evolution. The most important thing you can do to help is to offer yourself in service to the planet in any way Spirit sees fit to use you. Do not put strings on it, such as, AOE at EMLL be of service as long as it pays my bills. A and do not judge the form this service may take. The ego is so quick to compare and judge. No one kind of service is more valuable than another. Some forms are certainly more prestigious, but these judgments are those of the ego TMS, not Spirit. Whatever service is needed and therefore valuable. What a TMS more, you depend on each other at TMS services to fulfill your own. For example, a teacher cannot teach if someone goes to TMT print the books. So woe TMS to say a teacher is more important than a printer or a machinist who makes the printing presses? You do not have to be a psychic, a workshop leader, or a healer to be significant to Earth the TMS transformation. Besides, what you do is only part of the picture of your service to Earth. How you serve is equally important. Do you spread love with words and actions throughout your day? Love is the stuff that planetary transformation is made of. Living in loving kindness is the most important thing you can do for Earth and for humanity now. This is something anyone can do. You don't yet EMT need a degree to love and it doesn't EMT cost you anything. In fact, it pays very well. There are no excuses not to love. Living in love is a choice you make every second of your life. You are continually choosing love or separation. What is it that stands in the way of your choosing love? The answer to this question is different for every person. What you can do to help is to love and to heal all those parts of yourself that prevent you from loving continually. Of course, this is a tall order, but you don't your TMT have to do it perfectly. Just do the best you can to keep choosing love until it becomes a way of life. You will eventually become very good at it. Because loving is its own reward, it becomes easier and easier each time you choose it. You may need some help at first to heal whatever stands in the way of making that choice, but that is what healers are for. Plenty of help is available to help you heal the wounds that keep you from having an open heart. What is being asked of individuals and humanity as a whole now is to open the heart. The raising of consciousness occurring on your planet is not an intellectual process, although your brain capacity and usage are expanding, but a deep emotional clearing, which will result in greater love and compassion. What you can do for yourself to improve your ability to serve is to heal your heart. When you do this to help yourself, you will be helping everyone else. Those who will be living on Earth in the future will have open hearts. This will change the form that your lives will take, along with every structure you have on Earth. When people begin to operate from their hearts, you will live in a very different world. When we talk about moving into fourth density, we are talking about living in a world where love prevails instead of fear, hatred, and anger. But in order to have a world like this, you each must do the clearing necessary to allow for the opening of your heart. Healing is in order now. It is the most important thing you can do for yourself and for the planet. There is no getting around it, and no one can do it for you. However, we Donya TMT want to leave you with the impression that you Donya TMT have help with this. Spiritual forces are working with each of you daily to help you clear your emotional bodies in preparation for a new world. Your part is to open to these forces, invoke them consciously, and ask them to help you become a clearer instrument for service. For some of you, this will require dropping whatever false beliefs interfere with taking this step. What stands in the way of you making this request for healing from spirit? Are you having a hard time setting aside time for meditation and prayer? Do you feel you are in a TMT worthy to be an instrument, to receive the help and love that is yours for the asking? Do you feel silly? Perhaps you Donya TMT believe such forces exist or can help. Or perhaps you Donya TMT feel you need healing. That is the arrogance of the ego. The ego will try to interfere with this process. The challenge is to overcome the ego TMS ploys, such as telling you that you Donya TMT need any healing, that you atma are okay. Observe all the other ways the ego may try to keep you from making a commitment to your own healing or to meditation. Your ego is there for your survival. It is a primitive aspect of yourself that keeps you safe through fear, but it has a narrow view of safety and therefore feels threatened by change or anything that Donya TMT immediately relate to survival. Although the motives differ, the negative forces use exactly the same ploys that the ego uses. Therefore, distinguishing the two can be difficult. Both the ego and negative forces use fear to keep you from moving forward. Another trick the ego may use is to tell you that something so simple as asking can a TMT possible work? Ayo, why bother? It says to you. Ayo, it can a TMT possibly work? It can a TMT be that simple? Besides, you have more important things to do, like earning a living. A, is it so inconceivable that you should receive exactly what you need just by asking for it? You see, life Donya TMT have to be as difficult as it is for many of you. You Donya TMT have to go it alone. We are just waiting to help out, but you have to show us you want help. Some of you enjoy your pain too much, and we can't TMT help you until you really want out of it. That might sound odd, but it is true. Many of you get something out of your pain, which you are unwilling to give up. And others Donya TMT ask for help because they feel they deserve their pain and are unworthy of something better. All you have to do is ask. It are TMS so simple, yet so hard for some. It only takes a moment to ask. The more heartfelt your statement, the more help you call forth. So asking is important. But did you realize that by increasing your intent, your desire for help, you increase the response? How much of your will do you put behind your request? Just a little or your entire being? That tells us just how much you mean business and therefore how much we should help. We will help as much or as little as you ask us to. It is up to you. Notice what may be keeping you from putting your full intent behind a request for help. Donya TMT, just notice what keeps you from asking in the first place, but what keeps you from asking wholeheartedly. You will come up with some different answers to this second question. Do you really want healing with your whole being? Do you really want a relationship with your whole being? Do you really want to discover your life via TMS work with your whole being? What parts of yourself don't you TMT want those things? Those are the parts that keep you from asking fully and receiving fully. What you can do to help the planet. Whatever you do for the planet, you will be doing for yourself, of course. You and the planet are inseparable and interdependent. That means that not only do you need the planet, but the planet needs you. That may sound strange. Why does the planet need human beings? The higher life forms on the planet are just as much a part of her as are the so-called lower life forms, the minerals and plants. You are simply a higher expression of the planeta TMS energy. You are the planet. If the planet fails to sustain you, she has failed to sustain herself, and she feels this loss. The planet is working very hard to sustain the growing human population, but you must also help by realizing the strain you put on her and reduce it. She can only accommodate so many of you. Her capabilities are not infinite. To you, they seem unlimited, but you are testing her to the limits now. What you can do to help the planet is to cut back on pollutants, replant the trees you take, clean up the oceans and other toxic sites, and stop producing nuclear and other toxic waste. The toxins you produce throw off the balance of Earth, making it harder for her to support you. The fish are dying. What will you do if the oceans die? The answer is that you would be dead long before the oceans reach that point. You can't TMT wait until that point to do something about it. There are already many organizations in place that serve the planet, so one obvious way you can help is to support these organizations. Less obviously, you can pray for Earth. Just as asking for healing for yourself invites help from other dimensions, so does asking for healing for Earth. You use your free will to damage Earth, so why not use it to correct these problems through prayer and other positive actions? Again, unless you ask for our help in this matter, we can only intervene to a certain point. We are limited in what we are allowed to do without your permission. We can only go so far. Much of what we are doing now is research and observation so that we are better prepared to intervene once your government asks us what you can do to help us. Many of you are already helping us with all our various projects without knowing it. However, there is always a need for more help, so if you have not already signed up, then please do so simply by stating to us in your meditation that you would like to be of assistance to all those working in the light, specifically those working to serve whatever cause you wish to name. It is as simple as that. Then, if your request fits your talents and your solar TMS direction and plan for this lifetime, it will be done. Chances are, however, you are already in service in exactly the capacity you would like to be. You are far more intuitive than you think. What you love to do, you are already doing in other dimensions. This enthusiasm is a sign that it is already being done elsewhere or, at the very least, being prepared for. In this dimension, you feel limited. You judge yourself as not smart enough, not strong enough, not talented enough, fill in the blank, to do what you want to do. Those of you who are more practical, limit yourselves by telling yourselves that what you want to do will not pay the bills. In other dimensions, you do not limit yourself in any of these ways. You simply do what brings you joy. That is what you must do in this dimension as well. Don't you TMT let anything limit you. The secret to being happy on this dimension or any other is to do what brings you joy. How much less pain there would be in your world if everyone followed their bliss. What keeps you from following your bliss? Examine this carefully, because the answer is what the negative forces use to inhibit you from fulfilling your mission. If the answer is that you are afraid of being poor, the negatives will tell you that you won't TMT be able to survive if you do what you love. They may even inspire others through their unconscious minds to tell you that. If it is fear of rejection by your parents or other loved ones, the negatives will tell you that this is what will happen if you do what you love, and they may even encourage your loved ones subconsciously to reject you. But you are here to live your life as you feel called to by spirit. Not doing so will bring you pain and waste your special skills. You are not called to do something for which you have no skills, that would not make sense. Your soul is very sensible in planning your life. You can trust that what you love to do is something you have enough talent for. You may not be the best, but you don't TMT have to be to make a significant contribution. It may be several lifetimes before you will use your talents optimally, but that is no reason not to use them now and take them as far as you can. Trust yourself. Trust your feelings. They will tell you what you need to be happy and fulfilled. Don't TMT judge your feelings. They are part of your humanity, a very important part, and they serve a purpose. No other race is exactly like human beings here on Earth. You are learning to understand and use your feelings positively. In order to do that, you must trust them. First, be aware of them, then acknowledge them, then accept them, then make your choices according to what you have learned from them. That is how you can find your way to your right form of service. Your solar TMS plan is instigated through your feelings and intuition. Your guides and others like us use these to lead you to your life work. So while you do not need such guidance when you are in other dimensions, you do need them in this dimension. Many of you feel confused, lost, and uncertain of your path, but you don't TMT have to feel this way. If you do, you are not trusting your feelings and intuition. You know exactly what you need, you just don't TMT know that you know it because you don't TMT trust that you do. What is it that causes you to distrust your feelings? Well, many of you have discovered that following your feelings has gotten you into trouble. However, your feelings are not what get you into trouble, it are TMS what you decide to do with them. Feelings tell you what you want. What you do after that to get what you want may be either a good idea or a bad one, or somewhere in between. Feelings themselves are neither good nor bad, but sometimes they lead to negative consequences. Therefore, you don't TMT trust them. You throw the baby out with the bathwater. That is one of the lessons having feelings teaches you. So the answer to the question, A.O. what can you do for us? A is to trust your feelings and your intuition. By doing that, you will be in alignment with your plan. And when you are in alignment with your plan, you will be fulfilling your mission and therefore ours. We don't TMT expect you to perform your mission perfectly. Thinking you have to do something perfectly keeps some of you from ever beginning. We accept the imperfection of third density and the imperfection of being human. You, too, must learn to accept imperfection. The work still gets done, even if imperfectly. Evolution continues to happen, and plenty fast at that. Sometimes your imperfections even speed it along by bringing you very dramatic lessons. So please, follow your heart. You cannot go wrong because going wrong in the process of following your heart will still get you there maybe even faster. Another thing you can do for us is to consciously align yourself with us. You do this by making a statement. In so doing, you also help to fend off any negativity that might be trying to enter your consciousness. Every day, several times a day, affirm your desire to be aligned with the light and all forces working for the light. By continually affirming this, you make it difficult for the negative forces to use you, and that helps us. Stay clear and positive emotionally and mentally, pray for love, peace, healing, and goodness on earth. Trust your feelings and intuition. Bless you and thank you. Chapter 9, On the Way to Ascension. What is ascension? Ascension, as we define it, means moving into another dimension and all that it entails. You and your planet are ascending into fourth density. Fourth density differs greatly from third, so the consciousness and any reality created from that consciousness will also greatly differ. Thus, fourth density Earth will be a very different place from third density Earth, and those who live there will also be very different. Not everyone who is here today will return to the planet in their next incarnation. Many will choose to be reborn on another third density planet where they can continue with the lessons of third density. Those who no longer need third density will either remain here as Earth ascends or return in their next incarnation. Some people currently on Earth are almost already in fourth density consciousness but cannot fully express it because the density of the planet and her population will not support such expression. This is not yet a fourth density world. Earth is quickly moving to this level, but the human population is still mostly in third density, and this is causing some problems in your world. Over the next several years, however, many of these people will leave the planet, and that will make it much easier for those remaining to move forward and express a higher level of consciousness. Every planet and every human being eventually ascends, and today this is happening in greater numbers than ever before. Many people have incarnated at this time to do just that. This is an excellent opportunity for many to move forward. In addition, the planet needs these individuals to make the necessary global changes that will support a higher state of consciousness. No one is here just for their own growth, always there is a give and take. Those benefiting in these important times serve the planet and vice versa. It is a privilege to be alive today on Earth. Many others who would like the chance have not been given it because there simply are not enough available bodies. Those of you who are here are fortunate indeed. Many of the extraterrestrials observing the planet are here because of this shift to fourth density. Some are here to help, some to observe, just as one might attend a loved one ETMS graduation, and some are here to try to stop the shift. Ascension cannot be stopped, but some of the negative groups are trying to delay or derail the process. Every person whose ascension is delayed is a victory for the negative forces. Ascension means being free from the suffering and conflict of third density. The negatives, however, wish to perpetuate the suffering of third density. When people leave third density, it proves that light overcomes darkness. That is not their reality, and they don't yet EMT want it to become yours. Ascension fills you with light. In the ascended state, you live in peace, love, and harmony with all. The negative forces believe that this state is a state of weakness. They do not see the strength of love, nor do they believe in it. They believe love exists, but they do not believe it is worth striving for. And some striving is required. Ascending takes a commitment to overcoming the ego, which looks out only for itself. Indulging the ego is the path of least resistance. It takes little effort to follow this path, although the consequences are often troublesome. Negative forces do not believe in self-mastery, which is overcoming the ego, but in mastery over others. They use their will not to conquer their own weaknesses, but to exploit the weaknesses of others. That is their idea of mastery. Anytime you work at overcoming negativity, hatred, sloth, discouragement, jealousy, and greed, you gain self-mastery. The negative forces use these negative states to control you, to master you. One reason life is so hard is that these forces work to make it so. Not only do you have to contend with your own human foibles, but with the negative forces who will try to exploit these foibles. However, once you know of the negativity's existence and how they operate, you are empowered to master them rather than be mastered by them. There are fourth density and even fifth density worlds that have not ascended. These are the service to self worlds where only those dedicated to serving themselves live. Those in these worlds evolve intellectually, but not spiritually. When they finally choose to relinquish the path of service to self, they make an enormous leap in their evolution. However, then they also have to face the karma they created on these worlds, and balancing that may take eons. They do this in third density and then ascend to fourth density when they have completed their karma. From the Creator at EMS standpoint, this is just another way to evolve, a more difficult one to be sure, although those who make this choice cannot be convinced of this. Your world is moving into fourth density and you will need to ascend in order to remain here. That does not mean that third density Earth will cease to exist. Third density Earth will not disappear, it will continue in a parallel reality, in many parallel realities in fact. And many who are not yet ready for ascension will return to an Earth in one of those parallel realities. In these worlds, life will continue as if ascension never occurred. Those choosing this experience will learn important lessons about the choices they have made, now and earlier, that are not in alignment with ascension. It will not be easy. To understand this better, we will say more about parallel realities. When an individual or a planet comes to a crossroads, Every possible choice at that crossroads is explored in a parallel reality. Thus, there are many parallel versions of you living parallel variations of your life in which you explore the consequences of each choice you could have selected. One parallel reality is not more real than another, but an individual TMS consciousness resides in one reality more than the others, and that reality will be the real one to that person. This does not make any of the other realities less real. So when we say that Earth is ascending, we mean that many people on Earth today will experience ascension as their reality. They will experience it because they are ready to experience it, meaning that they are willing to believe it is possible, willing to create it, and willing to receive it. When we say that Earth is moving into fourth density, we are speaking to those of you who, on some level, wish to create this and are willing to become a part of this reality. Those who are not ready or willing to conceive of it as a reality will not experience it. They will continue in their third density lives on Earth. Therefore, at some point, there will be a splitting off, and that is the momentous occasion that many of you are preparing for and awaiting. Third density Earth may or may not survive as a place for humanoid evolution. Much depends on the choices made. In one parallel reality, it could be taken over by negative extraterrestrials. In another, it might destroy itself through nuclear war. In yet another, it might turn the corner and ascend later. There are infinite possibilities and therefore infinite parallel realities connected with not only third density Earth, but fourth density Earth. Anything that is possible exists in some parallel reality. This is how the Creator explores all possibilities and learns from them. You cannot fully grasp this at this time, so we and others like us try to explain this to you in various ways. We hope we have succeeded in clarifying this somewhat. We accept that you cannot completely understand it, and you should too. Much of what is given to you through telepaths is difficult to put into language because our reality differs so much from your current reality. We hope you understand that one reason the information coming through telepathically varies is because of the language problem. Not only do telepaths have different facilities with language, which influences the message, but your languages lack words for the concepts we try to convey. So we do the best we can with the available language. We are sure you can appreciate that a new reality will require new words to describe it. In trying to convey our concepts to you, we risk sounding contradictory and irrational, but please do not dismiss our message as a result. The communication process is also open to inaccuracy and interference by others who are trying to mislead you. Nevertheless, this is the best and most direct means we have for communicating with you until we can be face to face with you. When that day comes, misunderstandings will still occur, but they won't attempt to be such a problem. Besides, everyone will then at least be listening to us. Right now, only a fraction of you are willing to listen or read material such as this. Not everyone is open-minded enough or up to the challenge of sifting through it. This material challenges your ability to think for yourself and discriminate, and not everyone wants that responsibility. Many would rather be told what to believe and what not to believe. Hopefully, those of you who read material such as this are willing to question your beliefs and make your own decisions about what you believe. There are some who accept anything without discernment, but they can't do that for long without running into contradictions. That a TMS when many stop reading, finding it easier to toss it all aside than sort through it and decide what will be your truth. We appreciate those of you who have the courage and tenacity to do this. No one will be able to explain ascension to you in a way that you can understand until you actually experience it. But hopefully, our explanation and those of others will help you prepare for it. We hope that just because the information coming through different sources is confusing and sometimes contradictory, you won't attempt to dismiss this important message. Fortunately, most of you take this information in through your heart and will find that it resonates there as truth, even if it doesn't make much sense to your rational minds. Still, it can be frustrating to know and trust something without being able to put it into words or prove it to others. Most of you feel uncomfortable about believing in ascension because it is a radical idea. However, Those of you who do believe Ignonia TMT seem to be able to help it. You just know it is true. But it will help you feel more comfortable and safe if you simply live your lives as you would if you did not hold this belief.